When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Gentlemen, gaze at the joint that we love so much. Tip your hat and greet the home with a friendly touch. See above you, gentlemen, the sign of life, where you get a loan on anything but your wife. And it's you and it's me and it's them and it's they and it's everyone on the block, lining up on the day we grab our pay and we get, like they say, out of hock. Everybody's buying back something, from a plush sofa to a safety lock. Oh, the wonder of keeping it two whole days before you put the damn thing back in stock. Your mind till Monday, ain't you a beautiful sight? Going home with your papa on a Saturday night. No three ball sign till Monday, no cheesy ticket to write. Uncle lent you to Papa every Saturday night. Saturday night we blow the dough, shoot the roll, cause I know when the clock strikes my Cinderella must go. Back to Uncle Mike till Monday, boy, and I'm holding you tight. Papa's taking you home on a Saturday night. Monday, ain't you the beautiful sight? Going home with your papa on a Saturday night. You're mine till Monday, boy, and I'm holding you tight.
And I'm holding you tight.
Papa's taking you home
on a Saturday night. We blow the dough, shoot the roll, cause I know when the clock strikes my Cinderella must go. Back to Uncle Mike till Monday.
Well, what more buoyant tribute to receiving a paycheck could you get than that? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WLIW, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station. And that fantastic group number was from a charming show from 1951 called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Wonderful music by Arthur Schwartz, terrific lyrics by Dorothy Fields. And this is, folks, traditionally, the Sunday before Labor Day, 2 days before Tumbleweed Tuesday, as they call it out here on the East End, when everybody has to kind of put away their hammocks and their cocktail shakers and their straw hats and boaters and put on a tie. Or maybe now you just stay home, actually. I was going to say, put on a tie and your pumps and get a briefcase and saunter off to work. Maybe people just stay home these days. At any rate, alas, the summer is over. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful summer. I certainly did. But we are going to kick off our fall by a tribute with a tribute to the working class, men and women from all sorts of professions across this great state, this great nation in various states of employment. You'll get whalers. I bet you can guess what show that's from, and waitresses and actors and you name it. Well, let us start again with another George Abbott show, as it turns out. Flora the Red Menace, 1963, with Liza Minnelli, and better than anyone, I think, almost in any show in this great Candor Neb score, she talks about why it's important to get a job, because a job is also a break.
Application for no job. How do you like that? Last name, please print plainly, Metzaros. M-E-S-E-A-R-O-S. First name, please print plainly, Flora. That means flower. Home address, 307 West 4th. Get off at Sheridan Square. Walk north. Previous experience, none. Reason for applying for this position. Reason for applying for this position. I'll be glad to tell you, Mr. Garrett. I'll be pleased to tell you, Mr. Malik. The reason in a couple of words is this. All I need is one good break, just one good break, then, mister, watch my speed. One substantial break is all I need. One substantial break is all I need to make them all stand up and cheer. Set the world of art right on its ear. Give me a chance. I don't want any handout. Give me a boost, 'cause I got it all planned out. Give me a lift, and I bet you they stand outside my door all begging for a chance to study my sketches. All I need is one good break, just one good break, then, mister, watch my speed.
All I need is one good break, just
one substantial break is all I need.
One substantial break is all I need.
One substantial break is all I need to make a splash they won't forget.
I'm gonna get you.
Hey, New York, I'm gonna get you yet. Give me a chance, and I know I can do it. Give me a boost, and I'm gonna see to it. Give me a lift,
and I'll buy me some new Italian clothes, a private plane, and see the latest shows,
and strike a fancy pose, and Mom and Dad wouldn't know me. All I need is one good break, just one.
All I need is one good break, just one.
All I need is one good break, just one.
One good break, then, mister, watch my speed.
One substantial break is all I need.
Well, today on our Labor Day 2022 special, we're going to look at all walks of life, all different kinds of professions, men and women who work hard, and a great job or even a good job is a sign of dignity. Well, here's a trivia question. Cheetah Rivera played a dance hall hostess in what movie version of a Broadway show? Yes, even the back, Sweet Charity, of course, along with Paula Kelly and Shirley MacLaine, but here is a recording she did of the only one of a couple of albums, I guess she did of song hits on her own. And here is Rodgers and Hart's immortal testament to the drudgery of being a dance hall girl. 10 cents a dance.
Cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, one that the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I've found my hero, but it's a queer romance. Come on, big boy, come on, big boy. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, come on, big boy.
Cheetah Rivera. If anybody knows about dancing, has to be Cheetah, doesn't it? Well, let's look at another Rodgers and Hart tune, this from the musical On Your Toes. And it's a story not simply of a vaudevillian who becomes a teacher, but a vaudevillian and his family. So here is the story of two generations of vaudevillians working for two of the most important circuits at the time, the Keith Circuit and the Lowe's Circuit. And Keith's Circuit became Radio Keith Orpheum when films came along, otherwise known as RKO. But at any rate, here is a 1983 revival of On Your Toes.
Phil. I couldn't pay the hospital bill. So I was born in vaudeville.
Not the worst.
And dancing for the third is cursed.
It's two a day for Keith and three a day for Lowe. The valley mark is five a day for half as much the dough. We never will forget folks right here in Kokomo. With two a day for Keith and three a day for Lowe.
When you're looking for fun, they clap you into jail. So I'm shipping off to sea, where life is gay and free, and a feller can flip a hook in the hip of a whale.
Blow high, blow low, a whaling we will go. We'll go a whaling, a sailing away. Away we'll go, blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day. For many and many a long, long day.
A rockin' upon the sea, your boat will seem to be like a dear little baby in her bassinet. For she hasn't learned to walk, and she hasn't learned to talk, and her little behind is kinda inclined to be wet.
Blow high, blow low, away we will go. We'll go away in a sail.
Well, we transitioned from Rodgers and Hart to Rodgers and Hammerstein. That was, of course, Carousel. Those whalers who jump up and down and do all sorts of things that I don't think any real whaler ever did from a choreographic point of view. Anyway, that was Jerry Orbach singing from, the, I think, the 1965 revival at the New York State Theater of Carousel. Blow high, blow low. Well, when you come to professions, we're looking at today on our Labor Day special, you have to come to the oldest profession, and sophisticated people know what that is. This is a song written for Lilias White in The Life, with music by Cy Coleman, lyrics by Ira Glassman, I think. And Lilias White is returning to Broadway where she belongs, and she's going to play Hermes in Hadestown starting after Labor Day. So let's kick off. We'll hear a song about the oldest profession, and then we'll hear a song about a fairly recent profession, at least as far as women are concerned. Here's Lilias White.
I'm worn out and weary. I
machine. My head hurts, my feet hurts, and everything in between. I'm getting too old for the oldest profession. I'm getting too old for the half-hour session. I'm getting too old for a pro. I'm getting too old.
Get your calculator, baby. Let's figure it out. All right. Say 5 Johns a night, 6 nights a week. Of course, that was back in my prime. That's 30 Johns a week, 50 weeks a year. Cause I always visit Mama at Christmas time. So that's 30 times 50 multiplied by 10. Holy shit, let me do that again. After 10 years in the trade, I've really made a grade. It says here I've been late. I'm tired of doing
My parents must have thought they had a crazy kid, 'cause I was one of those kids who always knew what I wanted. They took me down to the airport to see all the planes depart, and watching them fly, something inside of me was starting. I was 8 when I told them that I'd be a pilot. But I was too young and too short, and there were no female captains. And my dad said, be patient. He said, just see what happens. But I took my first lesson, came down from the sky, and told my father I'd fly for the rest of my life. And I got my first job, flying for a mortician in a tiny bonanza. Just a corpse and me, $5 an hour for flying dead bodies. I had to climb over their faces just to get to my seat. Then suddenly hey lady, hey baby, hey, why don't you grab us a drink? And the flight attendants weren't my friends back then, and they said, are you better than us, do you think? But I kept getting hired, and the World War II crew, they retired, and the girls all thought much higher of me. 1986, the first female American captain.
That was Me in the Sky from Come From Away, which is going away, I think, at the end of August. Too bad. It's a wonderful show. I wrote a book about it. You can get it from Amazon. The backstage story of Come From Away. Welcome to the Rock. But that was Jen Colella and a fabulous song about the first female airline pilot in American Airlines history. Well, when we look at musicals about working people, working folk, you have to inevitably come to the 1978 review Working, which gets done all the time. It was done in London. It gets done in every, you know, community theater, university, as well it should. It's a wonderful amalgam of songs riffed off this Studs Terkel series of interviews. James Taylor wrote some songs. Mary Rogers, who has a memoir that just came out posthumously called Shy, and Stephen Schwartz. So let us hear a song by Stephen Schwartz that is sung in the TV version by Rita Moreno. And Rita has another resurgence this year. So let's celebrate her and the art she uses as a performer.
I have to be a waitress. How else would the world come to me? Everybody wants to eat. Everybody has hunger. And I serve them. I give service. I'm not servile. There is a difference. But I get intoxicated with giving service. You know, it becomes theatrical, and I feel like Mata Hari. I do get intoxicated. I'm on stage. There's some as don't care when they put down a plate. There's a sound. Not with me. When they move a chair, it will scrape with a grate on the ground. Not with me. I will have my hand right as I place a glass. Notice how I stand right as customers pass. Serve a demi-tasse with a gesture so gentle, or do it again till it's near oriental. La 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 la. It's an art to be a fine waitress, to see that you pleasure each guest. There's a twist to my wrist if I let a fork drop, or cut up a pork chop, or serve a New York chop. It all needs to be stylish and smart. That's what makes it an art. I remember one day, as I do now and then, I had shakes, and down I went. Oh. There with my tray full of 7 prime tenderloin steaks, down I went. But I kept my poise, not one guest heard me fall. Never made a noise, not one noise, food and all. If you have to crawl, you give them what they like. You carry your tray like it's almost ballet-like. It's an art, it's an art to be a fine waitress. Each evening I treasure the test. Though my chef may be deaf, I stay diplomatic. If I give him static, he might burn the haddock or put too much salt in the tart. Even that is an art. Here's your steak, m'lady. I like to say m'lady. I hate ma'am. And sometimes I will say playfully to the man, your check, m'lord.
Well, let's see. How much should we tip you?
Well, do what you want. Don't play God with me. Tips! Ha! Tips are important for people like captains and barmen. For them, it's a tipsy for me. I'm a gypsy, just toss me a coin, and I suddenly feel like I'm Carmen. So on through the ulcers, the backache, the hot, sweaty feet, on you go. Through is your knife dull, sir, and madam wants what with heavy heat? On you go. 2 a.m. approaches, the curtains descend. There among the roaches, my act's at an end. Every night I tempt to find myself crying. There's no work so trying or so satisfying. I tell everybody that I'm a waitress and I'm proud. And when somebody says to me, hey, you're terrific, how come you're just a waitress? You know what I say? Why? Don't you think you deserve to be served by me?
It's an art, it's an art to be a fine waiter, to do without leisure or rest. So I zoom through the room with a flare no one else has, an air no one else has, I swear no one else has my lilt. When I say a la carte, you can see it gives me a glow. Every time I prove I'm a pro, maybe I'm not quite Michelangelo. But I'm not just a waitress, I'm a wanderer.
That was a fantastic song from the original cast album of Working, sung by Lynn Thigpen and written by Mickey Grant, who passed away last year, a fabulous songwriter. I think Working came out from Columbia Records. It may have been the show that ran even shorter. I think it ran a week and yet was, then Merrily We Rode Along, and had a incredible, the shortest run of any show that I think was recorded by a commercial company like Columbia, but thankfully it did. Well, labor and labor relations and unions and things like that were super important in the 1930s. And this was an era when musicals were very not only happy, I would say, but eager to tackle political issues like unionism and the rights of workers. And the two signature shows of that era are The Cradle of Rock, music and lyric by Mark Blitzstein, and Pins and Needles, music and lyrics by Harold Rome. So let us hear Audra McDonald from the film sort of narrative documentary story about The Cradle of Rock, a fabulous song by Blitzstein called Joe Worker.
Listen, here's a story. Not much fun and not much glory. Low class, low down, the thing you never care to see until there is a showdown. Here it is. I'll make it snappy. Are you ready? Everybody happy. Joe Worker gets gypped. For no good reason, just gypped. From the start until the finish comes, they feed him out of garbage cans, they breed him in the slums. Joe Worker will go to shops where stuff is on show. He'll look at the meat, he'll look at the bread, and too little to eat sort of goes to the head. One big question inside me cries, how many fakers, peace undertakers, paid strike breakers, how many toiling, ailing, dying, piled up bodies, brother, does it take to make you wise? Joe Worker just drops right at his work and he drops. Weary, weary, tired to the core. And then if he drops out of sight, there's always plenty more. Joe Worker must know that somebody's got him in tow. But what is the good for one to be clear? Oh, it takes a lot of Joes to make a sound you can hear. One big question inside me cries, how many frame-ups, how many shakedowns, lockouts, sellouts, how many times machine guns tell the same old story? Brother, does it take to make you
I've decided the only way I can woo you is to take a hint from the AFL and the CIO.
Now you're talking, perhaps I might listen to you. I don't say that I'll say yes, but I don't say I'll say no.
Then it's not too late to negotiate.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Perhaps we can agree. I'm on a campaign to make you mine. I'll picket you until you sign in one big union for two. No court's injunction can make me stop until your love is all closed shop in one big union for two. 7 days a week I want the right to call you mine both day and night. The hours may be long, but 50 million union members can't be wrong.
When we have joined up, perhaps there'll be a new recruit or two. two or three, for that's what teamwork can do. In one big union for two. We won't have sit-downs inside our gate. We'll never need to arbitrate. In one big union for two.
We'll have no lockouts to make us frown. No scabbing when I'm out of town. In one big union for two.
Will you pay your dues? They're very light. A kiss each day and a kiss each night. Our life will be a song. For
50 million union members can't be wrong. When we have signed up and made the grade, we'll add a member.
Union made who looks like me and like you. In one big union for two.
One big union for two. From Pins and Needles, that was a studio recording that Columbia sort of snuck out in the early 1960s. Trivia question, what big star, as a favor, sang a song, a couple of songs by Harold Rome on that album? Yes, you in the back, Barbara Streisand, of course. Well, we conclude our Labor Day special with a great song about the dignity about earning an honest wage, and in fact, a wage increase of 7.5 cents. And of course, I'm talking about the pajama game. So here is the big number from that show with Stanley Prager and Janice Page. I hope you had a wonderful summer. I hope you enjoy going back to work. And I certainly enjoy my work, which is being host of Broadway to Main Street, which I'll continue to do every Sunday and share this fantastic music with you. Here is a fantastic song from the Pajama Game.
I figured it out. I figured it out. With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. I figured it out.
He figured it out.
I figured it out.
He figured it out.
With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 5 years from today. Only 5 years from today. I can see it all before me. Only 5 years from today.
5 years. Now, let's see. That's 260 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, a time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $852.74.
That's enough for me to get an automatic washing machine, a year's supply of gasoline, carpeting for the living room,
a vacuum set or a plastic broom,
not to mention a 40-inch television set.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing.
With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 10 years from today. Only 10 years from today. I can see it clear as daylight. Only 10 years from today. 10 years. Now let's see. That's 520 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, at time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $1,605.48! That's enough for me to buy a trip to France, across the seas, a motorboat with water skis, and maybe even a
come today.
I can see it like a vision.
Only 20 years from today.
20 years. Now let's see. That's 1,040 weeks.
Times 40 hours every week.
At roughly 2.25 hours overtime.
At time and a half for overtime.
Comes to exactly...
$3,411!
And 96 cents!
Whoa!
That's enough for me to be a sultan in a Taj Mahal. In every room a different doll.
I'll have myself a buying spree and buy a pajama factory that I can end up having all my hustler work for me.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.